Patient's last name is Amrikhas Junior. First name is Ronald. Ronald. CPCR number is BM1016. Date of visit is January 31st, 2025. Date of birth is July 26, 1981. Next, we have a chief complaint. Movement. Right neck abnormal movement. Next, we have history present new assertion is a 43-year-old male found a chief complaint of right neck movement. A first patient tells me that his right neck needs to twitch. A first up, it twitches many times throughout the day. It is the right neck muscle that bothers him. First up, he also tells me that he has a twitching in the right arm and the left arm as well. First up, he tells me that numbness. First up, he tells me that the left side of the body is weak. First up, he tells me that the left arm and left leg has been weak since a motor vehicle accident. First up, patient tells me that he's already seen a spine specialist who wants to operate on his neck. First up, patient tells me that he refused a neck operation for the neck. Paragraph, a patient tells me that he was previously diagnosed with a tic disorder since he was a child. First up, he tells me that he's been having this right neck twitch, a tick movement since about 10 years old. The first patient was previously given Benadryl since he was a childhood. The first time he tells me that the Benadryl has been effective helping the tick movement. The first time, next we have a neurological examination. Cranial nerve examination. Patient has an intermittent tick movement of the right neck muscles. Specifically, it's likely the right neck sternocleidoid mastoid muscle intermittent twitching and tick movement. There is no blepharospasm. There's no hemifacial spasm. There's no muscle fasciculation. There's no muscle fasciculation in the tongue. Motor examination. Patient has a left hemiparesis. He tells me that he had this left hemiparesis since a motor vehicle accident and neck injury. The left arm strength is 4 plus out of 5. The left leg strength is 4 plus out of 5. The next we have gait examination between patients and a wheelchair. Next to paragraph. An EMG nerve conduction study of the arms bilateral today. It was a negative study. There's no electrodiagnostic evidence of cervical radiculopathy, muscle fasciculation, ALS, brachioplexopathy. The next paragraph impression, simple tick movement of the right neck, on examination, there's no evidence of muscle fasciculation. There's no evidence of ALS. There's no evidence of cervical radiculopathy. Next number. A patient tells me that the Benadryl has been very effective for his tick movement. He's been having the Benadryl since he was a childhood and has always been very effective. A patient tells me that he's taking Atarax. And that is not effective for his tick. Next pair of recommendation, a 20 division of people of diagnosis. Next number. Recommendation to go back on Benadryl 25 milligram pills, one pill per night. A patient tells me that it is very effective for his tick movement. Next number. Follow up with his spine specialist for his neck problem, for his neck injury from the car accident, according to him, for stuff, next to paragraph, just marks that he notification.